Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm a little bit worried that I may be right now, as I'm speaking to you, incurring huge costs.
Why? What from? Oh, no, you haven't parked your scooter somewhere again, have you?
It's got bills.
You do have to pay for parking with that.
I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was free for scooters. I did. I honestly did. I thought they were exempt, like those electric cars which you plug in, like off of phones.
No.
No. Chris was just telling me that his mate is a builder, right? And he says that there's this unofficial rule that all builders have, that if you don't get offered a cup of tea within a certain time of arriving at the house you're doing a job for, they automatically add a tenner to the bill.
That can't be true, is it?
£10 if you don't offer the builder a tea or coffee, pretty much, what, 20, 30 minutes into their trip to your house?
Yeah. My mate's quite open about it. You know, he says, well, it's just a respect thing.
Right.
You know?
Thing is, I've got builders in at the moment. Oh. And
Oh, what?
I just said I've got builders in.
It's not builders, it's painters and decorators.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, I get them confused.
That was the awful joke you were attempting.
Got the builders in, oh.
That just made you sound odd.
I've got the builders in, but I've hardly been at my house. They're sorting out my huge mess of a bathroom at the moment. I haven't been there to make them tea. They're probably putting load. They're adding like tens and tens.
That's the least of your worries, I think, if you're there in your house unwatched.
Yeah.
I know someone who came back and... I know someone who came back and found the workmen in their flat with this person's bra on their head.
No way.
Yes.
A builder?
Yes.
What's going on at my house right now? Oh, my God.
I think you're better off not knowing and just paying the bill.
This is a bit like that cleaner I had once. Remember that cleaner?
What did she do?
No, it was a man.
What did he do?
Nothing. It was just, oh, went through my...
What did he do?
Went through my underwear drawer. Anyway, so I've got builders in. How much money am I incurring? And I'm just thinking, if any of builders listen, is this true, right? And what other professions have these unwritten rules? Like, for instance, if you go to a, I don't know, a fast food place and you say please and thank you, which you should anyway, do they give you more chips? Because sometimes you get more chips than others, don't you, in the little thing?
Oh, yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
There must be other rules that we don't know about for different professions.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, some teachers have been on saying any pupils that give them end-of-term presents get better reports. Really? You'll be fine if you left them tea and coffee-making facilities. Or what some of them do, they say, someone says, is they leave some old food somewhere you can't find it in your bathroom and it goes nice and mouldy and you get that real nice kind of stale, gross smell. The tea is a given. If they don't get offered a digestive, it can get real ugly. Trust me, says Tyler from Swindon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So last night, me and Becky got some quite strange messages on our phones. I'm going to play the one that Becky got, first of all, from Chris.
Hi, Becky, it's Chris. Just quick call. Can you bring in a tracksuit tomorrow? I'll explain everything tomorrow. We'll bring a tracksuit. All right, bye.
Did you have any idea what that meant?
No, and that's exactly why I didn't bring one in.
Right.
Because if someone rang you and said, bring a tracksuit, and no other explanation, would you bring one in?
Not so much.
No. So I thought if I didn't have it, I couldn't do it, and then therefore I'd be safe with whatever it was.
Fair enough. I got a little bit more detail on my message.
All right, Millsy, it's me. Got something wicked planned for tomorrow. We're going to go do a dance-off with 6B, if you're keen. Get involved. Anyway, give us a call back if you're keen. All right, mate. Bye.
Get involved. So Chris is obsessed with 6D. We've known this for a couple of weeks now.
I think they're great.
If you don't know 6D, we've been playing their song quite a bit on Radio 1. Sounds a bit like this morning theme tune.
Oh.
We'll play it in a minute. Why are you obsessed with them?
I just think they're great. They can sing, they're amazing dancers, and their video's brilliant.
So off your own back, you arranged a dance-off with 6D.
Well, I told them that you and Becky and me were part of a dance troupe that we'd formed.
But...
And that we were really good. And would they like a sort of dance-off battle?
Why would they believe that? Oh, yeah, Scott Mills is a really good dancer. I can't even do a forward roll.
Yeah, but I told them you were really good.
Well, thanks for that. So, this morning, because we couldn't pull out of it, as much as Becky wanted to, we went to a dance studio in that London, and we filmed a battle of dance with 6D. Why did you tell them we were street dancers? It was embarrassing
this
we got
the
there.
This is the most rubbish excuse just so that you can get to meet them ever.
Do you know what? I'm really proud of our efforts today, and I actually think we were really good.
I did really well in jeans.
Yeah.
Splits in jeans, it's not easy.
As we left the building, Chris was like, he actually said these words to me. I think on the freestyle stuff, we were as good as them.
Well, if not better, I think he said.
Get involved.
I thought we smashed it.
We didn't smash it. We were rubbish. Well, we got into it a bit towards the end. It was quite a workout, wasn't it?
I had a great time. Do you regret not bringing a tracksuit now, though, Becky?
Yes.
Obviously, we filmed this. If you think back to the... if you've ever seen the Bad video by Michael Jackson, think that. That's exactly what it was like. If you've never seen the Bad video by Michael Jackson, YouTube it immediately, and that's what it looked like. Same. Apart from not in a car park, in a dance studio. So I believe the video of this, of course we filmed it, will be available for everybody to watch tomorrow. The dance-off between us, Scott Mills Dance Troupe, and 6D, actual street dancers. They're making the video right now. I think we had swagger and attitude. That wasn't a problem. It's just the moves.
The Scott Mills Daily.
6D and Best Damn Night. And we had the best damn morning with... Oh, God. With them, sometimes I disappoint myself, you know? You know when you say something, you're like, oh, seriously, Scott? You're not on Beacon FM now.
I don't think it would even work on there.
No, probably not. So we busted some good moves, I think. I mean, they did their thing, and we were like, yeah. And then Chris, well, I was going to do a forward roll, but I decided not to. The floors were too hard. I didn't want to hurt myself.
Yep. We pulled out the rope.
The rope.
We did the wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow off of school sports day.
Yeah.
Was good.
I did a cartwheel.
That was really good, actually.
It was actually really good. I didn't realise your legs could go that high in the air.
I attempted a 360, and Becky came up with this genius move called Space Invaders. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's just
that
like,
was good. That
really
was
good.
Really good.
Hands up, hands down. Yeah. Hands up, hands down. Freeze.
Yeah.
And then also, what was the one that I... Oh, you spun me around in my head for a bit as well.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now, it's time for Dear Scott. Oh, by the way, Dynamo show's on Thursday. That's tonight, not Wednesday. My bad. Here's what the PR4L is reading out from you lot this week. Thanks for these, by the way.
Dear Actual Scott.
Yo.
I'm just listening to your show on Sirius while driving my truck through Nevada on my way up to Canada.
This still makes me think that it's so cool that people can listen to us in America in their cars as they're driving. Someone sent me a picture the other day of, like, them in their car, and you could see, like, palm trees, and they were obviously driving somewhere in LA, and it said Radio 1 when I was playing Swagger Jagger. Which you probably don't hear a lot in LA, I imagine. I just think it's really cool. You can listen on satellite radio in America.
Just watching a mini tornado whip up the dust in the desert. Not desert, winking smiley. Yeah. At the side of the interstate, when a thought struck me. Did you ever manage to find a smoking jacket? If so, do you still utilise said piece of gentleman's apparel? Oz, the trucker off of H&R Transport, Lethbridge, Alberta. Formerly from Oswestry.
Hi. That's the first thing that I would think about. Isn't it, if you were driving in Nevada? Whether Scott's got a smoking jacket yet? I haven't got one yet. I normally pick the Wonder Years on a Tuesday, but that's in my, like, oriental bum skimmer thing.
Your kimono?
Yeah. But I haven't got a smoking jacket yet. I think it has a certain amount of class about it, though, don't you?
Mm.
And you could, like, even if you don't smoke, you could, boys do this, you know, get a cigar, you know? Like a nice, like, Cuban cigar and smoke it.
Does it work with those old, you know, those candy sticks you can buy as well from the shop? You can put on the smoking jacket and...
Yeah, just for that.
Pretend with the candy sticks.
Or a pipe.
Or a calippo.
Yeah. Or a calippo would work. Yeah. Do you think it's the kind of thing that lads think would look really good, but actually in real life it doesn't?
Well, it depends who it's on. I don't think it's going to suddenly make you hot. Like, Chuck Bass in a smoking jacket is hot. You in a smoking jacket, is it going to suddenly make me fancy you? I don't know.
How rude.
How about me? Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I need to see it.
So that's a yes. All right, well, thanks a lot. Thanks a whole bunch.
It's the sort of thing I imagine...
That's make the presenter feel really
No, it's the sort of thing I imagine Chris Smith off the news wearing, rather than you.
And you'd find him hot in that.
Oh, yes.
All right, good. Well, I think at least we all know
it's
where we stand.
It's a certain type of man, isn't it, that can rock a smoking jacket?
Hello? Hello?
Well, what would you wear on your bottom half?
Nothing.
Not those denim...
I like grossing you out.
I've still gone a bit newsreader.
Next.
I just saw Becky in Reading, but I was too starstruck to mutter an oi oi saveloy. Can you pass an oi oi saveloy onto her, please? Richard from Reading.
Tell the PR firm not to do that again. I make it sound really common. Who was this, please?
I don't know, because I didn't see them, because they didn't say hello. I don't like it when if you...
Just go and say hi.
Hello, yeah.
And do shout oi oi saveloy at the top of your voice, because Becky loves that.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that, and make sure you're in like a really kind of a public place where everyone can hear. Top of your voice. She loves it.
Chris, you haven't got a catchphrase yet if people spot you, have you?
Get involved.
Get involved seems to be heading towards that
Not
kind of
adult
thing.
Baby. You I thought really... you liked it when people shouted that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Keep that one.
I'm an adult baby.
Oh.
It's the adult baby.
I'm an adult baby.
I've got everything to hand, Chris. Everything.
I'm an adult baby.
Cheers.
Anyway, next. I like you keep getting spotted in Reading.
Dear Becky, TOTDS, PR4L, Chris and Moonface.
Oh, thanks.
I've just finished listening to every single, caps lock emphasis, yes, PR4L, tongue sticking out smiley, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, thanks to Unofficial Mills. Yes, I do have a life. I had noticed that you used to make a lot of references to Chris, as in our Mr. Motivator Chris. And in one you mentioned that your friend Chris is related to Emma Bunton. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that was the same Chris that's on the show now. If so, surely she could swap his paperclip for some Spice Girls memorabilia. Definitely one step closer to a house. Laughing smiley. Lots of love and high fives. Mary, 17 and 4 months, Leeds, XXX.
Are you related to Emma Bunton? Have we discussed this before?
No, I think you have, because this isn't a shock to me.
What?
I like if someone had said, who's Chris related to, but the fact it's Emma Bunton makes me think you have mentioned it before, Scott.
What relation is Baby Spice to you?
It's always been a bit of a mystery in my family, but I'm led to believe that she's my cousin's cousin's cousin.
Is this just one of those weird things your parents tell you, like when you're growing up?
Yeah, because I've got one. Apparently I'm distantly related to Doc Cotton.
I can see that.
Oh. What relation are you?
Is this Slag Off Scott Day, yeah?
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know what relation.
Is Jim Branning involved?
No, absolutely not. That's a fictional soap
what
opera.
What about her dodgy son?
No. What? Nick?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. All right, Ma. He's my brother. He's my brother. Older.
Is there any way at all we can find this out, this Emma Bunton thing? Because it's always bothered me.
Yeah. Well, somebody's not telling you something in your family, right? Are they embarrassed? I wouldn't be.
She's far enough away, though, from me, isn't she? For me to like her like that.
Well, you can marry your cousin. If she was your actual cousin, you could...
Really?
Yeah, you can marry your cousin. It's absolutely fine. Go for it, mate.
One that... Yeah.
Oh, no, she's married.
Is she?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, don't go for it in any way. Next.
Hi to you all. Last week, one of your podcast listeners said he wanted some old shows to listen to. I have 462 on my iTunes, going back to the 23rd of December 2008. If you listen to them end to end, it would take 11.5 days to hear them all, a total size of 7.5 gigabytes. If you need them, I'm sure we could sort something out. Love you. John, off of Huthwaite.
Oh my God, imagine listening to us talk rubbish for 11 whole days. Oh my God. Just, and that's with no music. It's just us talking nonsense for 11 days.
How long do you reckon you could go before you
had
to
not
switch
even
it off?
3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I can't listen to myself. I find myself really annoying.
It's a good challenge.
I'm going to put that on the advert if we next do one, like a trail.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I find myself really annoying. Yeah. It's a good one, isn't it? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I work in a bar in Edinburgh, and the other day we had a wine tasting as part of our training. When it came to tasting the Pinot Grigio, the man who was running the tasting said that it has become very popular due to popular culture, namely Sex and the City and Scott Mills. So I wanted to email you and congratulate you for being responsible for the popularity of Pinot Grigio. You should come and visit the bar where I work when you're up for the festival. There's a glass of Pinot Grigio with your name on it. Love the show. Love, Rosie in Edinburgh. P.S. The whole time I've been typing this, I've been reading it in my head in the PR4L's voice.
There we are. Now she has done it for you. Is that a good thing, being almost blamed for the success of Pinot Grigio?
I love it. I love it that it's you and Sex and the City.
It's quite an honour, but at the same time, I'm not sure it gives a great impression.
You're the face of Pinot then, aren't you, really?
Yeah, well, we had a song about it, didn't we? Scott Mills the Musical.
Thanks.
My Pinot Grigio. Oh, good memories.
How sweet a life can be. Nothing in the world compares to you, your actual class. I like you in my, love you in my, want you in my glass. My Pinot Grigio.
I think I'm just about ready to watch Scott Mills the Musical again. You can still get it on the website, right? I haven't been able to watch it for 2 years now, but I would quite like to watch it again. It's brilliant, wasn't it? And we're going back to Edinburgh this year as well. More details will follow very soon. Not today, but soon. That was Dear Scott. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So last night on the show, we were talking about alternatives to listening to Matt Edmondson on our new feature, What's on TV at 9 o'clock. There was a lot of quite good stuff on a documentary on Ian Botham.
Who apparently used to be called Beefy.
How do you not know this?
Well, no, I don't.
But why was he called Beefy? That's horrible.
Actually, I don't know. I've just always accepted it. Beefy. Especially on the adverts, you know, for the wheat.
Do you call him Beefy then?
Why does he do wheat adverts? He should be doing beef adverts.
Do you call him Beefy?
I call him Beefy, yeah. I don't know why he's called Beefy though.
No.
What a legend.
And then there was Sherlock on repeat. And then the last in the present series of Car Crime UK on ITV4.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot on to avoid Matt Edmondson on Radio 1. What did you watch?
Well, I said I was going to watch that regional TV programme on BBC4, you all laughed at. But it was the history of local TV news, which was amazing.
Did it make you want to do Points West?
Yes, it really did.
What's Points West?
It's my local, or when I grew up in Somerset, it was the local TV news on BBC. What was yours?
South Today.
London.
No, London. Newsroom South East.
Was that what it was in the olden days?
Yeah. Well, not that long ago. Anyway.
Yeah, so I was watching that, and it was brilliant because you got to see, like, all the old presenters, like, when they were really young starting out.
Mm.
But what I loved the most was that they used to do Stupid Street, like,
when?
Even back in the day. When it was still black and white, they were out on Stupid Street.
What, before anything was colour?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, they're on Stupid Street. This is amazing.
Well, what do they do?
Well, they just ask, like, loads of random questions.
Would you say that men are more fashionable than women in Plymouth? Yes, I would.
That's quite a specific question, isn't it? Would you say men are more fashionable than women in Plymouth?
Would you say that men are more fashionable than women in Plymouth? Yes, I would.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
I think yes.
It's an important issue. I think no.
Really?
Yes. But that wasn't the only issue of the day. There was other questions. And I cannot believe they asked stuff like this.
Do you think women should wear trousers?
No.
When do you think women should wear trousers?
Well, when they're doing the housework.
Can yes. you believe it?
Only women should wear trousers when doing the housework.
I yes. want to send STD out onto Stupid Street to ask, do you think women should wear trousers?
You should go out yeah. now and ask the same questions.
And see if the results have changed. But I'm going to do a Stupid Street on you now to win some Scott Mills points.
Stupid Street from the olden days?
Yes.
Yes.
Are go. You ready?
Yeah.
Right, so this guy will explain to you what it's about.
A learned judge was heard to remark in the courts the other day that he didn't understand the word snogging, and it was explained to him, I believe, by a 9-year-old girl. So let's see how much the word snogging means to Mr. Everyman.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Right, so he's going to go out on the street and ask people, he asks three people whether they know what snogging is.
Okay.
Okay? So you can guess and you can win 10 Scott Mills points if you get it right.
Right.
Out of three, how many people knew what snogging was? And I'll give you extra bonus points. You can have an extra 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess why the man at the end knows or doesn't know what it is.
What snogging is?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I can't think what they would have called it in the old days then.
I think none out of three will know what snogging was in the olden days.
Okay, you're saying none, Chris?
I'm going to have faith in people like my granddad, and I'm going to go... I'm going to go two.
Two people out of three?
Yeah.
And the last guy, I think he doesn't know what snogging is because he wears a flat cap. I don't know. Just trying to think of something from the olden days.
Yeah, it's what else they're doing with their time. I don't think he knows what snogging is because he's too busy...
doing his allotment.
Playing marbles or something.
Shall we find out?
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I mean by snogging?
Yes.
What the word snogging means?
Snogging, no idea at all.
Do you know what's meant by the word snogging?
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't, so I'm a sailor.
But...
because he's a sailor!
I've met loads of sailors that know what snogging is.
I bet you have.
So no points, I'm afraid. It was one person...
That's brilliant.
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't, so I'm a sailor.
Oh, bless. Loved old school Stupid Street. Brilliant, fine.
Isn't it?
Really good.
So what is it if it's not snogging?
Hmm?
Genuinely, with old people, what do they do? I mean, they must have done it, but they didn't call it snogging.
I don't think they did do it.
Really?
They just held hands and courted.
What is courting? I don't know.
Going out.
Oh, right. Well, they must have had a word for it.
You used to pick the lady up on your penny farthing and take her off somewhere.
I'd love to see that. Where's she going to sit? Is it penny farthing like the one with the massive wheel at the front and the little one at the back?
Yeah.
Where's the lady going to go? Where are you going to put her? You can't, like...
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello, it's Scott. Oh, this music just makes me think it's nearly Friday. Yeah. It's time for Dear Scott. Let's do this.
Hi, Scott and the gang.
Hi.
In reference to your eFit section of the show earlier today, I have an image in my head of Chris looking like a London comic that's been on TV a bit. He's called Russell Kane. Take a look and see what you think. I think they sound quite similar sometimes, and that's why. Having looked Chris up, they look nothing alike, really.
No, you don't look anything like Russell Kane.
I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like a younger, thinner, less beardy Nick Knowles.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He does not.
He does, though.
Russell Kane?
Yeah.
I was in Off of the Jungle with him. I'm in the Jungle Now, or whatever it's called. And on ITV2. And he doesn't look like Knowles in
not
person.
Not him.
What?
I don't look like him.
Nick Knowles?
No, Russell Kane.
Oh, you know him now?
I think, yeah.
Who would you prefer to look like, Nick Knowles or Russell Kane? I'd prefer you to look like Nick Knowles, but that's just my opinion.
100%
Nick Knowles. The slight kind of, not him, made me think that you're not the biggest fan of Russell Kane.
He's all right.
He's really nice.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
a nice
guy.
Is he funny, though?
Yeah, he is funny, yeah. Yeah, he used to do the little skits every day on I'm a Celebrity, and he's really good.
No, I do like Russell Kane, I just don't think I look like him.
And he's a massive hard worker, because he used to write brand new material for that every single day.
I don't think I've ever seen him. Well, I've seen a picture of him, but I don't think I've ever seen his comedy. I'm going to watch it.
Also, I have thought of an experiment which I think Chris might enjoy participating in. The idea is, in a venue of your choice, to use two chat-up lines, and compare which results in the gaining of the most phone numbers or pools or whatever.
OK, so this is a game to try and get as many phone numbers as possible. But how do you do that?
The two lines are... The song Not Fair by Lily Allen was written about me. And the other is... The song Skinny Jeans by Eliza Doolittle was written about me. One positive is that neither reflects particularly well on the person using them. I hope you like my idea. Love, Chris Caldwell from Woking.
Well, yeah, I mean, either you're a nice bloke who's rubbish in bed, that's Not Fair by Lily Allen, or you're horrible but amazing in bed, and that's Skinny Jeans. So, I guess...
I've got to choose.
Yeah, well, you can do either, really, and just see
you
how
do
many...
both and then see which one gets you the most numbers. I think Skinny Jeans would get you the most numbers.
So imagine you're in a bar and you're like, yeah, you know that Lily Allen song, Not Fair? That was written about me. That's just one thing. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think I'd rather have Skinny Jeans written about me, actually. But hopefully, people will forget the song and believe you. I think we should try this out. Oh. I really don't like your arrogance or your policy. So you're arrogant. That's me. No, I'm not me. I mean, that's... Just one quality. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Yeah, so you basically you're an arrogant bloke, but that song is about
you.
No,
you have to try both.
Try both and see which one gets you the most numbers. I don't mind it when you bring out the best in me, when you show your expertise, when the night always ends with a fight. I'm excited that you are not next to me. It's your expertise.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've never really listened to the lyrics before.
Yeah. I think we should try that.
I'll give it a go.
Give it a whirl. Next!
Hi, Scott. Thinking of hosting an innuendo bingo event. Please can you help me out with clips? Or tell me if there's a download of clips we can use? Massive fans of the show, especially this game. Of course, we will forward the footage. Love you, Lauren.
I like the idea of people having innuendo bingo events. Like, maybe even parties around their house or whatever. Well, I guess we could give them a few. I mean, you can get them on the podcast, can't you? If you get to the Scott Mills Daily... On the Radio 1 website, Innuendo Bingo is on there. The latest edition's on there now.
If we find some now, though, we can just play them and then not talk or laugh over them, and then they can just clip them up from that, can't they?
Okay,
so
should we do that?
I put some in for you?
Put some in, and this will enable anybody, if you record this now, to have your own Innuendo Bingo party. Then you can video it. And send it in to me, please. Just email it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or just put it on YouTube and tell me where it is. Okay, we'll put a few in. You ready, everybody? Here is your kind of starter kit for your own innuendo bingo event. Let's go. You've got to go home to Roger the Fish. It's quite hard not to laugh. Don't laugh.
Paradise is a man's fishing hole. If you know me.
Richard Madeley there.
So you insist that you've got the correct spelling of Wiley?
I insist that it's correct on my side of the Atlantic.
I get Willy all Willy, the time. Yeah. All the time.
Yes, Joe Wiley. Here's a good one.
Chiff Chaff, Dunnock, Garden Warbler, Goldfinch. Oh, I love goldfinches. Mm. They're such beautiful little birds.
Mm. It'll be interesting to check the numbers later on.
And what else have we got? Great Tit.
That's from the Archers.
I'm having to eat my own arm to stop myself from laughing.
One more.
William, who has some experience in these matters, went first. A firm grip and a smooth action, and two shovel loads were deposited.
Sorry, I caught that one up.
There we are. So that's your starter kit for your own innuendo bingo event. Please send in the video footage. Next.
Going by Robin's track record, does she always write songs about wanting someone else's bloke? Grant.
Yes, Grant. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and the rest of you awesome kids, I was hoping that you'd be able to solve a dispute that me and my friend are having. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Then I shall begin. I like bagels. My friend likes bagels. The only problem is that my friend, let's call him Pierre, thinks that a bagel is a cake. I know it isn't, You know it isn't. The one that doesn't speak knows it isn't. The bus driver on the number 42 bus knows it isn't. Yet my friend thinks that it is. Please just help us out and clarify that a bagel is not a cake. Thank you in advance. Love, Ross, off of Stockport. Smiley, X.
Random. No, a bagel is a bagel and a cake is a cake. They're not the same. A bagel is not a cake.
No, a bagel is a bread product.
It's bread.
I don't think cakes are yeasty, are they?
You've lost me.
You lost me as well.
No. Okay.
Right, it's not a cake. I agree with the bus driver
the
and all you
lot. The cinnamon and raisin ones might be cakey.
No, they're not cakes. Absolutely not. I'm not having that. No. No way, Jose. Next.
Dear Scott, have you noticed that smooth-talking Dan and smooth-talking Ingrid have the initials STD and STI?
Oh, yeah.
My mum pointed it out to me after she heard Dan's visit to Stupid Street on Monday. Just thought I'd share that with you. Immense amounts of love. Andrew and Liz off of Coventry. P.S. Can she get any Scott Mills points for noticing this? XXX.
I think she can, actually.
I can't believe we didn't spot that.
I can't believe it. Oh, no.
How did that get through?
And imagine it being pointed out by your mum. Cringe. Wow. I don't know how that got through. Amazing. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. My questions today are twofold. Not sure who talks like that in real life, and not totally sure I've used it correctly. I reckon PR4L might. Scott, please choose your favourite person from the following. Becky, Chris.
No, that's not fair, is it? That's
go
not,
on.
No, that's not fair.
Go on, though.
I don't have a favourite.
Oh, you do, though.
I don't.
You do.
I do not.
You
do. Oh, this is interesting.
No, this is really uncomfortable.
Just say. Because you do. We all know you do.
Listen, mate, I genuinely don't mind if I lose to Becky.
All right, it's Becky.
Hang on.
Carry on.
Secondly, can the PR4L speak Essex? Like saying Dagenham, innit, well, gel, etc. Love ya. Sarah, off of Essex. P.S. I don't leave work till 6, so if you read this, please do so on the ones after 6. Muchas gracias. XXXX.
Bit of everything there, bit of Essex, bit of Spanish as well. As you can hear, the PR4L managed to slip right into Essex with ease there. She's a woman of many talents. Chris, don't look at me like that, please. This don't have an atmosphere for the rest of the show now just because of that.
You're Blake's his favourite because he sees you out of work.
Whatever. Right, can we not have an atmosphere, please? Right, don't do that. That's really childish. Are you 12?
I'm on strike.
Talk. My email address, if you'd like to be part of Dear Scott, is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.